This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Rob. Feifei, why the sad face?
It's not a sad face. It's an angry face.
Oh no, has someone upset you?
They sure have.我刚才听到 Neil 在和别人议论我，说什么我不会穿衣服，没有时尚感。He says I dress like I'm living in the 1980s.
Ouch.
还说我的衣服既过时又不搭， uncoordinated and dated.
Well, Feifei, I hate to say it, but if the cap fits...
What cap? I don't wear hats.
No, Feifei. It means the criticism is probably true and you should accept it.In other words, he's probably right.
原来表达 if the cap fits, wear it. 如果帽子合适就戴上吧。的引申含义是如果批评符合某人的情况那个人就应该接受。在日常对话中一般只说前半句 if the cap fits, 用来提醒一个人如果他人的建议中肯就应该接受。But Rob, I can't believe you agree with Neil.
Let's hear some examples, shall we?
My boyfriend calls me messy and untidy. What a cheek.
Well, if the cap fits.
You say your teacher thinks you're lazy because you never do your homework. Well, if the cap fits.
They think I ate all the biscuits because I was the only one in the kitchen last night.
Well, if the cap fits.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。这期节目里介绍的表达是 if the cap fits， 它的意思是你同意别人对他人提出的批评或意见，并认为被批评的人应当坦然接受批评。
So you're saying in your case the cap doesn't fit?
Exactly. But Neil is rude, unkind, and tactless.
Absolutely.
And you're the same for agreeing with him. So, Rob, if the cap fits...
I know, I should wear it. Actually, Feifei, your clothes aren't that bad. You look very fashionable, in fact.
You are a hypocrite too, Rob. Keep wearing that cap.
Fair enough. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.